This is Age of Treason Radio. On the White Network.
And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Well, I'm here to tell you now that you never mother's son. You better learn it fast, you better learn it young, for someday it never comes.
With your host, Tan Stoffel.
The title of this installment is Race and Organ Transplants Part 2. I'm going to pick up where I left off last time, talking about some specific examples of specific organs. But I want to start by mentioning that there are different racial differences that come up in organ transplantation. And I focused in the first part mainly on the donation rates and the occurrences of disease, the attitudes of the media and the medical community about those disparities and how whites would be treated if we were the ones that were guilty of such disparities, but how non-whites are forgiven for it. I want to mention here a point that I will get into in this installment more, which is that the disparity in donorship contrasted with the recipient rates, or not so much the recipient rates as the recipient success rates, the survival rates, which is what I'm going to get into here, that in the first case with the donor differences, you could explain that as an ideological difference, that in fact that's how they do describe it as you know, the question of should I donate or not, and blacks and other non-whites evaluate that question and say no and donate it less than the rate of whites, and whites look at that question and say yes, that a racial difference there is an ideological one, that whites seem to be more altruistic in the giving. Now you wonder if they knew about these disparities. If they knew that whites were more giving and needed it less, would whites really be as giving as they are? Maybe they wouldn't. But the recipient differences, and especially the survival rates of the recipients, is a biological difference. And that's an objective difference. It has nothing to do with the racist ideas that somebody might have in their heads. It's almost perfectly an objective measurement of biology and the biological differences, and that's going to be the interesting point to come out of this installment. So the first article I want to cite here is about survival rates having to do with the liver, and it's titled "The Effect of Race Upon Organ Donation and Recipient Survival in Liver Transplantation," published in 1990. And the very curious thing about this article is it seems to present a contradiction. It presents some numbers and some tables with some very detailed numbers about survival rates, but it claims that the survival rates are not affected by differences in race. And yet I will go over these numbers and point out that that's not at all what they say. They say the exact opposite, that that race is important. And I'll talk a bit about that. It seems to be a denial, a flat-out denial that race matters, even though they're presenting numbers that show that race does matter. That's my point. But here's an interesting thing that they start right out at the beginning of the abstract of the article with, which is the effect of race, the effect of the race of the donor on organ donation and on the outcome of clinical liver transplantation has not been addressed previously. Now, we're talking 1990. This is not 1940. When The Races of Mankind was being published. And if you remember from The Races of Mankind, they were claiming that race doesn't matter, that science had demonstrated that race doesn't matter. We're all the same except for the skin and a few other unimportant differences in hair and so forth. take off the skin and we're all the same, heart, lungs, liver. Well, that was a lie. Like I said at the time when I covered that, that was a lie. And here in 1990, operating under that anti-racist lie, they admit here that they never even considered race. They never studied it scientifically. And they're going to make an attempt here, but it's a retroactive or a retrospective look. They're going to look at some data from the 10 years previous to 1990, where race information was collected and morbidity was collected, and they're going to try and explain the differences that they see in the numbers. A significantly higher proportion of organs were donated by white, non-Hispanic Americans than either black or Hispanic Americans. There was no significant difference in survival when an organ was transplanted between black and white Americans and vice versa. That second sentence is the denial. That's contradicts the data that they actually present. Although the first sentence about the higher proportion of organs were donated by whites is true. It matches the data. They describe how currently, this is circa 1990, donors for liver transplantation are matched with recipients only according to ABO blood compatibility. Just like the Races of Mankind says, that's all you need to do, is match by blood type. And it talks about how even though it's known that man is a biological species with significant variation occurring within the species. And as I already mentioned, it's a retrospective analysis. They define failure. So in these numbers, I'm going to talk about failure rates. They define failure as being requiring a retransplantation or the patient dying within 60 days of the initial liver transplant. So if you died or needed a transplant longer than that, you're not going to be covered in the numbers. But most of the deaths, if there were problems, most of them occurred something like 85% within the first 42 days. So by making it 60, they were hoping to capture most of them. The total number of livers donated by blacks was 69. It was far less than that donated by whites, which was 795, and that's Hispanic and non-Hispanic. And then they mentioned some of the numbers that it makes sense that the black recipients, most of them received white livers, and most of the whites received white livers as well. There wasn't all that much interracial liver transplants, mainly because blacks don't donate very much. And at least in the 80s, there weren't all that many Latinos either, relatively, at the time. So those numbers were relatively small. And that's one of the excuses they use to say that race doesn't matter, is they say, well, the small numbers here make it statistically less likely, what does it do? It reduces the confidence in the statistics by having smaller numbers for those things. But I'm going to call bullshit on that, and we'll get into some of those numbers exactly. It's again that the total number of organs donated by blacks for either black or white recipients was far less than that observed for whites, and is well below their population fraction. So contradicting that last installment where that government site said that, oh, minorities all donate at the rate of their population. Well, no, this is yet another example, even though this one is in denial about race. On this issue, they admit that, no, blacks don't don't donate their fraction of livers, even though they don't say anything about livers having having a higher incidence of liver disease, of needing livers more. Here, it's the problem with livers is they don't donate livers as much. And that's a pretty clear point that comes out of this. Both Hispanic and black recipients are most likely to receive an organ donated by a white who is non-Hispanic. And this goes to the point that I mentioned the last time about it's easy here as a white person to see this as a case of exploitation of whites. This is an exploitation of white resources by non-whites. The blacks and Hispanics actually get, because whites donate more livers than we need, they benefit from whites donating. Now, table one, they provide several tables of statistics where they break it down by race of what the survival rates are. But let me talk about table one, first of all, where they cite black donors and white recipients. There are 64 cases, and 9 of them end in failure. That's 14%. And just for reference, the white-on-white donation, there were 749, like 10 times as many, and about the same percentage, maybe even a little bit more, 16%, 16.6% of those failed. So when blacks donate to whites, what these numbers are saying, even though it's only about one-tenth of the number, the amount total, that the failure rate is roughly the same, 14%, 14.1% versus 16%. Now, like I said the last time, the difference between 12 and 13% is almost 10% of the overall amount. So you could, if you wanted to say that there's a significant difference there, you could say it, that blacks donating to whites, you actually have a better chance of surviving, of the liver not failing, if we want to be totally honest here. But the interesting number is when whites donate to blacks, there were 46 of those cases, 13 of them failed. That's 28%. Now, these are small numbers compared to the 749 white-on-white transplants. 46 is a much smaller number. It's 5% or something, about 5%, 1/20. But the difference in the failure rate is much larger. And I would say when you consider 46 cases, that you're starting to talk about a significant number. Enough. You know, how many times do you have to try something before you start to detect a pattern just in your own life? I would think if you tried something 46 times and 13 of those were failures, that would tell you something about that, you know, that you might want to rethink that, especially when the number, the percentage of failures, 28%, is double what a black donor and a white recipient suffers. Okay, so that's table one. That's the main point I wanted to take out of that. Table two, they actually break out now Latinos from whites. They call us whites non-Hispanic as opposed to whites Hispanic. That's the euphemism that they use. And in this table, they say when a black donor and a white non-Hispanic is the recipient, they get a similar number, 14%, 14.8% failure. 61 cases, 9 fail, 14.8%. And when the white non-Hispanic, you know, white-to-white donation, it's a 15.8% failure. So what I would say about these two numbers is they seem to correspond roughly to the numbers from the previous response when they didn't break out Latinos. And when the number for the white non-Hispanics donating to blacks is a 30% failure rate. Again, it's a consistent with the first one, the first table. So this just reinforces the numbers that you get by separating out the Latino numbers, which is what in effect they're doing here. The numbers stayed stable. So it wasn't the Latinos being involved in the mix between blacks and whites that the failure rates changed significantly. But this is where it gets interesting. First of all, let me quote a paragraph here where they actually cite these numbers. And then flat out, they cite the difference between 14.1% and 28%. And in the second table, 14.8% and 30%. And they say flat out. Conclusion of the paper, they talk about why they think it's not significant. But to me, you know, double the rate is a significant amount. Table three is where it gets interesting because this is where they now compare white Hispanic to white non-Hispanic. And what happens when we donate to each other? When the white Hispanic donates to a white non-Hispanic, the failure rate is 40%. Out of 20 donations, 8 of them failed. Okay, fairly small numbers compared to the black and white numbers previously, but 40% were failures. And that compares to white on white being on only 15%. Again, consistent with the numbers in the previous tables. When whites donate to whites, it's a 15% failure rate. The white non-Hispanic, when whites donate to Hispanics, it's an 18% failure rate. So slightly higher, and this was only 16 cases, 3 failures, but it's roughly the same. So it's not Latinos that lose out in this exchange. It's whites. When whites get livers that are donated by Latinos, we die 40% of the time, or the liver fails, to be more accurate with these numbers. So it's more than double the failure rate. And table 5 is another interesting table because it shows black-white failure rates for different types of disease. They show you broken out for four different types of reasons why the liver needs transplantation. But what's consistent in this table, I'll just sum up and say, when the races are mixed, the failure rate is high, and when the race isn't mixed, when it's white on white, it's a consistently low value. So again, they then, after citing this table, they say, because of the small numbers involved, and this is where they kind of explain why they say it's not significant. Because of the small numbers involved, there were no statistically significant differences in the failure rate for recipients with either all these different types of diseases. What they say is that the no differences in the failure rate were evident when the donor and recipient pairs were either matched or mismatched for race. That's a misrepresentation of the numbers. It might not have been statistically significant. That's one thing. But to say that there was no failure, no difference in the failure rate was evident. Yes, there was an evident difference in the failure rate, calling for more study. And especially since this hasn't been studied explicitly, and all they're doing is retrospectively looking at other studies that weren't even done for this purpose, it calls for more study. Anybody who's prudent would want to look into it. And they don't do that. They're trying to downplay it. Forgive me as I scan here. It shows that the this is in their conclusion now, in their discussion, I should say. It shows the transplantation rate across racial groups has no effect on transplant outcome. They attributed, although it wasn't in their data, their numbers, they attribute the death rates differences being entirely due to the fact that a higher proportion of the black recipients who died were more seriously ill. Well, that could very likely be because blacks have a higher incidence for disease or more serious incidence for the disease. You know, they don't mention, they don't go into any further detail about that. In fact, this is the only reference they really make. And they're talking about the black versus white. For the Hispanic versus white, they do say that there was a noted difference. But the numbers are so small, however, and thus no definitive conclusion can be drawn from the data. Again, my point is, yeah, okay, you can't make a definitive conclusion, but you could at least say, call for more research and explicit research that separates out these factors. I mean, scientists usually want to separate, you know, if they want to control for all factors, and so that they're comparing apples to apples here instead of apples to oranges. Here's a very interesting thing. I wrote an exclamation point next to this. The conclusion is consistent with studies recently reported for renal transplantation from our center. Well, renal transplant, that's kidneys, and that's what I'm going to talk about next. So what they're saying here is that race doesn't matter for liver transplants, and they say it over and over again. And they're saying here, according to them, that it's the same thing for kidneys. Well, the very next thing I'm going to cite here is the survival rates for kidneys. And this actually tells a completely different story. Now, in the first installment I talked about, there was one of the articles mentioned how blacks need blacks for kidney transplants because otherwise they die at higher rates. It didn't mention anything about whites needing whites. You could infer that, and I would have inferred that just from reading that. But it's actually worse than you might imagine. And this article talks about its title is Donor Race May Impact Kidney Transplant Survival from October 2009. Quote, we found that transplant between races had better outcomes than transplant across races, says Anita Patel. That's an Indian subcontinental name, surname. A doctor of a transplant nephrologist at Henry Ford Hospital Transplant Institute and the lead author of the study that's being cited here in this article. The non-black recipients who received a kidney from black donors had a significant lower survival rate. And they talk about, they put it then in some numbers that I can't even relate to. I can't understand this hazard ratio of 1.11 and so forth. They're trying to, you know, disguise exactly how much the risk is, but they do. There is a mention here, another paragraph, talking about how the same doctor had presented a similar study earlier in the year, and they were looking at survival rates, and this one was between non-black recipients of non-heart beating black donor kidneys, in other words, dead blacks, kidneys that were taken from dead blacks, and they found a twofold increase in the risk of graft failure in those cases. They say in the article, in this particular article, that 12% of living donors are African American. That corresponds to what was said previously in other articles I've cited. But what they don't mention here is that for kidneys, blacks need three times as many. Another example of how they give some information and leave out information, making you play this puzzle game that you have to piece the puzzle pieces together yourself. The same source, this is from this article I was just talking about is from sciencedaily.com. That same source published in 2011, okay, 2 years later, another article, and this one is titled "Genes, Not Race, Determine Donor Kidney Survival: Implications for Kidney Transplant Recipients and Kidney Donors." It's long been observed that kidneys taken from some black donors just don't last as long as those taken from non-black donors, and the reason for that has not been known, said Barry I. Friedman, MD. And they're citing a study here that reveals that it has to do with genetics. And we now know that these organs aren't failing because they came from black donors. Oh, no, it's not because of that. But rather because they came from individuals with two copies of a specific recessive gene. Now, this is a good example of intelligent people obscuring reality, using their cleverness to obscure reality. Yeah, it's not race. There's no gene for blackness. There's not one. There's many. That's the reality. And what they admit here later on in the article is that this gene is found in about 10 to 12% of blacks. So if you wanted, you know, if you didn't have the technology to look at people's individual genes, one way to prevent this problem from happening is to not cross black and white kidneys. That would prevent the incompatibility from being discovered. And you might say, well, you know, but then you might be passing up on a kidney that might match you, and you might suffer. Well, that's not true for whites. Whites wouldn't be missing out on anything because whites donate more kidneys than they need. It's the blacks who would lose out if there was segregation in organ donorship and in organ transplants, I should say. The way it is now with this anti-racist ideology dominating, it's like playing Russian roulette. You know, they tell you race doesn't matter. You can transplant any organ into any other person. It doesn't, you know, all you got to do is the test for ABO or a couple other compatibilities. Race does not matter. Well, in this case, it did matter. And they didn't find out about it until the 2011. But it's like playing Russian roulette. And that's the consequence of anti-racist ideology is death. The title of this thing, this article, could have been called "Race Denial Causes Death," or "Genetic Factors Finally Discovered Despite Race Denial," because that's a fairer explanation of what this article reveals than this business about genes not race determining kidney survival. It is racial. It's blacks that have this high incidence of this gene. So again, forgive me as I scan here for some of the points I want to make. The last article I want to cite is having to do a bit with the morals of transplantation, and it's an article written by someone, R.M. Sade, S-A-D-E, and it's titled "Transplantation, the Organ Gap, and Race." And the issue of race poses special problems in transplantation because of the prevalence of hypertension, renal disease, hypertensive renal disease in the black population. That group has a disproportionately high representation on the kidney transplant waiting list. While blacks compose 12% of the general population, they comprise 30% 37% of the kidney transplantation waiting list, yet receive 25% of the kidney transplants. Other organs are not so disproportionate. This is a reiteration of the facts that I've described before and how they're described in this apologetic way, that it's as if it's some injustice being done to blacks. A variety of factors contribute to the differences among races, biological, medical, social, and personal. Biological factors include different rates of ABO blood groups within the races. This reinforces what I said about the race and blood, it being a difference in distribution of race types of the ABO. But this is where it gets really interesting, this paragraph. Because of these differences, organs from black donors have a better match with potential black recipients than white. Blacks have a lower donation rate than whites for reasons discussed in more detail below, contributing to fewer available biological compatible organs for blacks than for whites. Sorry, that wasn't all that interesting. We knew that already, but it confirms this 3-to-1 ratio or so of blood of kidney recipients to donorships amongst blacks and the racial differences in blood. Here's where it gets interesting, this argument about why this is justified to write an article like this. They talk about how proposing a program of how to boost the black donation rate. And they say such a program is likely to disproportionately benefit the rate of transplantation in the black community. Blacks donate organs at a lower rate than whites. We know that. And that they have a distrust. There's a distrust within the black community of the healthcare system, the medical authority. And apparently it's explained their low donation rate by the belief that donated organs from blacks will go to other races. Now that's something, if it was whites doing that, you would have heard racism. And that's the word I was looking for, I think, I didn't mention in the first installment or in this one yet, is that when whites are involved in doing something and there's a racial disparity, they don't hesitate to call it racism. And that's, I'll say it again, I've said it a million times, but anti-racism is anti-white. Even this article that says flat out that blacks have this belief that their donated organs will go to other races, even though that's false, that's exactly wrong. They're the ones benefiting from getting white livers and kidneys and lungs and all the rest of it. They have this belief, this racist belief, that it will go to other races, and they feel selfish about that. That's why they don't want to donate. So, and he proposes a system which black persons could specify that their organs could only go to other blacks would give them a special reason to donate. Now, imagine somebody suggesting that about whites, that whites be given that option to check a box that says, I only want my organs to go to other white people. I'd like to see that. I would like to see it. But, it's obvious what would happen is there would be a firestorm. Whoever proposed it would be drummed out of the medical profession, accused of racism. So, what we know from these two installments, I'm just going to sum up here. Whites are harmed by black and non-white organs. And the explanation of this is basically denial when you see it, when you research it. It's obvious in bone marrow transplants, but you can see it in liver and kidney numbers as well. This is because of race denial, not because of racism, not because of white racism. It's because of anti-white racism.